This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
It takes a solid foundation to build a business, and nobody understands that better than we do. Hi, this is Tom Abbas with First Bank Hampton. Whether your business is large or small, on the farm or in town, we can help you with all your financial needs. In fact, we've been helping family farms and local businesses just like yours for years by offering competitive rates, friendly personal service, and local decision making. If you're looking for a bank who puts you first, stop in and visit with the staff at First Bank Hampton. We're the right choice to help your business succeed. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go General Manager Craig Donnelly about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. With today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program, here's Craig Donnelly.
On today's Newsmaker, we are joined by Franklin County Public Health Administrator Krista Wiarta. And Krista, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about something that you do with people that unfortunately are not so good usually. You're trying to get them back well again. We're going to talk about the flu today, among other things, but primarily about influenza. And what is the update here? How is that affecting us here in North Iowa overall?
Usually, every week, the state will give us what they call an epi update. And last Friday, they gave us an update where the spread in Iowa is increasing significantly. They did note that 21 influenza outbreaks in long-term care facilities had been investigated so far. Outpatient visits for influenza-like illnesses were higher last week than last season's peak. About 25% of over 2,000 rapid flu tests done last week were positive for influenza. The state hygienic lab confirmed that there was 131 cases out of 58 samples that were taken. It's higher than the peak was. Last week was higher than the peak was last year. Sounds like it could be pretty virulent. And, you know, preventative medicine, that's what public health is all about, is the best defense besides wash your hands, you know, and stay home if you don't feel good.
Right. And we're going to talk about getting the flu shot here in just a minute. But, you know, you talk about it spreading to care centers and other places, and you hear people do actually die from the flu. Why is that? Why do people pass away because of the flu?
A lot of times it's awareness that people don't realize they're as sick as what they are. You see it a lot in younger children, and you see it in adults that are immunocompromised and pregnant women. You always want to make sure that you have the vaccine. If you have respiratory problems, cardiac problems, it's very important to follow up and do preventative.
Have we had any local cases of influenza?
Yes, we have. I've been hearing about influenza A. I know Des Moines area has influenza A. I think the biggest thing is if you don't feel good, stay home.
Let's talk a little bit about getting the flu shot. Now, it can still be effective for this season, correct?
Absolutely. They feel that the flu season runs from about October through March, April, and that's the time prior to that and during that time is when you need to get the flu shot to boost your immunity.
Franklin County Public Health helping with that situation for many. And again, we're talking with the Public Health Administrator Krista Wiarta here for Franklin County. And Krista, I understand there is a flu shot clinic coming up this weekend, this on Friday.
Yes, and we're doing one more flu shot clinic on Friday in our office between 8:30 and 9:30. That way, if anybody has not gotten the flu shot, please come in or call ahead. If that time does not work for you, give our office a call and the gals can set up a time for you to come in. Sometimes the nurses aren't in the building, they're out seeing clients. So that way you'll be assured that you'll get your shot as soon as you come through the door. So call ahead, 456-5820.
5820 on that. Is it open to anybody this Friday morning?
It's open to anybody. We do bill Medicare, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield. And then we also will do private and private pay.
Okay. Now, when does that start for the youngsters? How early can that be given?
6 months is when it's licensed for. We in our office give the quadvalent, which means it covers four strains. And next year we're hoping to have the high dose, which is recommended for patients over 65 and older. The vaccine lasts about a year, and so you can't go on the assumption that, oh, I've been given shots before and I'm covered, because that isn't how it works.
Children above 6 months, they need it twice, or they need two doses of that? Is that right?
Right. Just to boost their immunity.
Okay. Very good. Well, you know, there's so much more we could talk about with the flu going on right now. Get your flu shot, I guess, is, again, as we said, one of the best things you can do. Friday, 8:30 to 9:30 at Franklin County Public Health Office. Again, available for anybody. Get your flu shot there. Krista, anything else we need to be aware of health-wise in Franklin County or here in North Iowa?
I think that we have good leadership. Our Board of Health is always very proactive. Those people look ahead. They all have medical backgrounds of some degree or another, and it's nice to have a board that is very proactive. You know, we're seeing a lot of patients in home care right now, and, you know, just a reminder that if your health situation changes and you need help in your home to secure that you stay at home, you're more than welcome to call us. We have different funding sources, different services. That's why we're here, is to help you remain in your home.
And the phone number again, 456-5820, Franklin County Public Health. Give them a call if you have any questions or need that special appointment for the flu shot, as well as Krista said earlier. Krista, thank you so much for joining us, talking a little bit about that and other things. And again, have a very good day. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, Krista Weyarda joining us here on The Newsmaker from Franklin County Public Health.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
It takes a solid foundation to build a business, and nobody understands that better than we do. Hi, this is Tom Abbas with First Bank Hampton. Whether your business is large or small, on the farm or in town, we can help you with all your financial needs. In fact, we've been helping family farms and local businesses just like yours for years by offering competitive rates, friendly personal service, and local decision making. If you're looking for a bank who puts you first, stop in and visit with the staff at First Bank Hampton. We're the right choice to help your business succeed. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.